Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A temporary stay of the order in Kentucky has now been entered for Kim Davis. We're going to be talking about the situation involving a Kentucky clerk and same-sex marriage on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, we've been representing Kim Davis. She is a clerk of court in Rowan County, Kentucky. And when the June 26 opinion from five lawyers on the Supreme Court came down regarding same-sex marriage, she was faced with whether or not she would have to give out same-sex marriage licenses. And of course, to do so is a direct collision with her free exercise rights and her core Christian values. So she refused to do so. The ACLU filed suit. A judge about a week or 10 days ago issued an injunction requiring her to issue the licenses. We asked for a stay of the opinion, and we got a temporary stay of this opinion right now. Don't know how long it'll last, but right now it's a temporary stay. We'll seek a further stay at the Court of Appeals. But this particular saga goes on, and Kim Davis is literally at the tip of the spear of this issue involving same-sex marriage.
Well, this is just a microcosm, Matt. This displays what this is all about. Here we have, and we warned, long warned about this, that the, you know, by the imposition through the courts of so-called gay marriage, this would necessarily pit the government directly against the free exercise of religion. And effectively what the homosexual activists are saying here is you must now adopt the new pagan orthodoxy here, the government's view, and you must violate millennia-old Christian principles relative to sexual sin, and you must be complicit and take part in that sin under penalty of law, or you can't hold a job. You can't even operate in, you know, you can't be a government employee for sure, but you can't, you know, be a baker or a florist or anything else. So this stay is very important because it has, you know, it will cause irreparable harm to Kim Davis's religious freedom, her First Amendment guaranteed religious liberty, if she is forced against her will to violate her conscience. And that is not what America is about.
That's exactly right. In fact, Kim Davis, as it relates to this issue, represents millions of Americans around the country. This is not a tangential issue to her Christian beliefs and historic doctrine. This is a core issue. This is absolute direct rebellion against the scriptures, against God, who ultimately made you and I in his image and created human sexuality within the union of a man and a woman as husband and wife. This is not some issue that you can just have a general disagreement about. To require her to issue a license to do something that is directly at the very core of historic Christian, Judeo-Christian values and beliefs would be to violate the very essence of her faith. It would be to deny God. It would be to rebel against God, where she would be licensing something that itself would be in direct contravention to the scriptures. And this has been something that has been held through millennia of human history. It wasn't created by a state referendum regarding marriage. It predated Kentucky. It predated the United States of America. It predated every single known civic body politic. And it is part of the natural created order. It's not something she signed up for when she became a clerk, but these five at the Supreme Court issued an opinion on June 26 saying, well, there's a constitutional right now for same-sex marriage, and it has to be imposed across the country. She is at the tip of the iceberg. There are many other clerks around the country that are facing the very same thing, but it's not just the clerks, it's every other profession. And like in the other professions that we've seen, the bakers, the florists, the photographers, where someone is asking them to participate in a same-sex wedding or same-sex ceremony, they have other alternatives. They could go to a different baker, a different florist, a different photographer. But in this case, for the clerk, that is also true here. In fact, there is a provision in Kentucky where a judge could issue a license. But the plaintiffs in this case are not interested in just getting a license. They're wanting Kim Davis particularly, specifically, to be the one to issue the license. They want her to go against her core Christian doctrine, and that is something that she simply can't do. So we have filed the lawsuit, or we are defending the lawsuit, I should say, asking that her religious free exercise be accommodated, and there's clearly ways to do so. You don't have to disrespect her conscience and free exercise rights.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And this betrays the fact that these homosexual activists, these lesbian activists and the ACLU, they specifically sought out, and they're doing this, they're seeking out Christian bakers, Christian clerks, Christian, and they're intentionally targeting them to try to force them against their will to violate biblical truth, which is unconstitutional. You cannot be forced against your will. It's the free exercise of religion here. And so this was never about so-called marriage equality. That's a euphemism. That was all a ruse. What this is about from the activist standpoint, there may be anecdotally, you know, these homosexual duos that want to engage in these counterfeit weddings and so-called marriages and so forth, but the reality is that this is about activism. This is about forcing Christians to the margins, about forcing them to adopt a pagan worldview of sexuality. And the Constitution, at the very least, the First Amendment and decades of case precedent have held that at the very least, her religious free exercise needs to be accommodated. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in fact, when there's a clear way to be able to do it, the burden is on the government as to show why they cannot do it. And here we presented to the court other ways that they could accommodate Kim Davis's free exercise of religion. You know, the governor says of Kentucky that she ought to resign. Well, this is the same governor that also oversaw this change of policy in 2014 that says that volunteer ministers in the juvenile jails cannot even provide hope for change to these young men and young girls that are in the juvenile system. This governor says that she ought to resign. No, frankly, she ought not to resign. She ought to keep her post. The Lexington Herald Leader tried to belittle her, saying that she was seeking the limelight, yet she's not giving any media interviews. She's just doing her job, and she's got the right to exercise her religious convictions, not just to think about them in the recesses of her brain, but to actually exercise them. And the state of Kentucky has a duty to accommodate her free exercise rights. This is the collision that's coming across America. And, of course, the clerks are the very first one after the June 26 opinion because they're the ones being confronted by this issue. And this, pray for Kim Davis, pray for Liberty Counsel in this case. It's going to be a long struggle for Kim Davis, a long battle. But we also have others that we're representing around the country as well.
And people need to understand, this isn't a matter of whether or not Kim Davis can just on a whim can do this, can abandon, can disobey God and take part in this sexual sin, which is what it is. So-called gay marriage is rooted in the sin of Sodom. It's rooted in homosexuality, a behavior that God calls abominable. And that's throughout both the Old and New Testament. We love these individuals. She loves them. She cares for them. But she cannot capitulate and cannot contribute to their engaging in this sinful lifestyle and entering into this fake marriage, this counterfeit marriage. So we need to pray for Kim Davis. We need to pray for the United States of America because we are at a crossroads.
We are. And, you know, it's a sobering thing when the government is literally wanting people to violate core Christian doctrine. And that's where we are right now. We're at the moment of Daniel in the lion's den. We're at the moment of the three Hebrews, where the government has a law or a policy that is requiring people to literally violate their core Christian, Judeo-Christian beliefs and values. That's a line Kim Davis cannot cross. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com. Libertycounsel.com, on that website, you can sign up for a number of our emails, as well as learn more about New Revolution Institute. New Revolution Institute provides online training, online with regards to the issues that affect our family, faith, and freedom. New Revolution Institute provides an informational background and and documents about what is the purpose and role of government, the importance of a Christian worldview, and citizen activism. You can also become a Liberty Council partner by going to those websites, particularly libertycouncil.com. Becoming a Liberty Council partner will allow you unlimited numbers of faxes to members of Congress. For more information, call us at 800-671-1776. Pray for Kim Davis. Pray for the Liberty Council team. And also remember to financially support Liberty Council at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.